بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. الماء المطلق اما لا ماده له او له مادتون. Concerning absolute water. Now we're going back to the ظاهر again. We describe water as two types: absolute water, mixed water. This absolute water can be further classified into two: that absolute water which has no source, and that absolute water which has a source. It has a backing. Some waters which are absolute don't have a backing. Some do have a backing. They do have a source. والأول إما قليل لا يبلغ مقداره الكرة. Now, concerning the first, i.e. absolute water which don't have a backing, which don't possess a source. Now, I'll give all examples will come later, but one example is like with well water. It's backed with a source. That's why when you take water from a well, it becomes compensated immediately. That's what we mean by a source, by a backing. Madda. Absolute water. It can either have a backing or it doesn't have a backing. Concerning absolute water, which has no madda, has no source, has no backing, they can further be classified into qalil water, which is little water, i.e. water that has not attained to the extent of the volume of kor. Kor is also, it's a specific volume, around 380 or 390 liters cubed. We'll come to that later. But anything less than kor, anything less than that 390 or so liters cubed, is called qalil water, little water, because it's less than kor. And then anything from kor onwards is called kor water. Now here, absolute water, which has no backing, which has no source, there are different types. One is called qalil water. This qalil water is called qalil, little water, because it hasn't reached a specific volume of kor, which is, as we have said before. Now, we call this qalil water. Oh, another class of absolute water which does not have a source is called kathir, which means voluminous water. كثيرون يبلغ مقداره الكرة. The extent and volume of this voluminous water has reached the value of kor, 390 liters cubed or so. So if it's reached that, it's called voluminous water. كثير. If it doesn't reach that, it means it's little water. قليل. Okay. والقليل ينفعل بملاقات النجس. And this concerning قليل water, the little water, not the voluminous water, they become affected in their entirety by merely contacting something, a concrete najis. Now, a concrete najis, the classification of things which are deemed as najis, such as dogs, pigs, intoxicants, and a long list, about 8 or 9 things. It doesn't mean that these 8 or 9 things are bad per se. It means that they're ritually, they are, or ceremonially, or ritually, they are najis in the sense that they're contaminators. They're barriers of contamination, barriers of pollution on a spiritual level, in addition to it having to be washed on a physical level. But it's also a contaminant or a contaminator or a pollutant on a spiritual level. Now, all this we have to discuss, but right now, that which is important is that this absolute water, it's not mixed, but it's qaleel, it's little. When a concrete najis, which is one of 8 or 9 things, okay, such as a carcass, a dog, or a carcass of any animal, or a pig, and certain other things, intoxicants, like red wine and vodka, and these kind of things, when they, even if it's a drop, even if it's a small amount, if they enter and make contact with absolute water, which is qaleel, that qaleel becomes affected, i.e. it becomes najis. When a najis, concrete najis, something concrete, makes contact with it, by concrete I mean something physical in your hand, if it makes contact with qaleel water, the whole qaleel water becomes polluted. It becomes contaminated on a spiritual level. It becomes, as they say in the Sharia, it becomes something najis now. It's an impure water. The water now has lost its absoluteness and pureness. It is now impure. Sometimes an absolute water, its absoluteness, its pureness, is compromised by something which is not one of the najis things, such as a pomegranate that's pure. A pomegranate is clean. A pomegranate is something which is unproblematic. But when you add pomegranate juice, you still compromise with the absoluteness. And there, because pomegranate is something which is tahir and pure, and it's, you know, unproblematic to eat and to encounter, but it does compromise the absolute nature and the pure nature of water. You can't call it water anymore. You call it mixed water. But still, mixed water, there's nothing problematic with mixed water. It's still pure. It is not najis. But sometimes one of the najis things, such as intoxicants or carcasses, when they touch qaleel water, the whole water becomes najis now by merely touching it. We don't say it's called mixed water. Mixed water, we've discussed before. This we call najis water. It's become najis. And when something becomes najis, it becomes impure. Your body is contaminated on a physical level, and therefore you have to wash it, and also on an esoteric spiritual level. Now, then continues, وَكَذَلْ مُتَنَجِّسِ. The same applies with something which is mutanajis. But I'll stop here for now with this issue and go through the esoteric meanings, and then we'll continue, inshallah. So here we have qaleel water. Water was knowledge. You are your knowledge. Now, if a water, which is you, the essence of what you are, is your knowledge, your beliefs, and so on and so forth. If you are qaleel, if the person is qaleel, what does that mean? If the person's knowledge is not at a standard level, it's little, it's okay, it's good, but it's still little, it's still not abundant, it still hasn't reached a level, it's not voluminous yet. In such a case, if you are encountered by and made contact with by a najis, esoterically meaning a falsehood in your beliefs, in your actions, in your intentions. This is different to the previous issue where the absolute nature was compromised, but it didn't make the water impure. It just exited that state of absoluteness to a mixed water. That mixed water was still okay, but it was compromised. You called it mixed water. Here, though, when a najis makes contact with you, when a false belief, a false action, a false intention, when you commit it, incorporating that najis, that esoteric najis, within yourself, the qaleel water, your little amount of water, which was intrinsic to who you are, your little amount of beliefs or actions or intentions, they all become contaminated. You've contaminated yourself existentially. It all becomes contaminated. And that's why it's important that you have to reach a level of kor. You have to reach a level that your knowledge becomes voluminous. So with a simple dilemma, a false dilemma approaching you, you have the means to encounter it, rather than having very little knowledge. And when this dilemma comes your way, you don't know how to make sense of it, and it mixes up. It falsifies your beliefs. It enters doubt in relation to your beliefs, and you existentially become esoterically najis, because you did not have the means to bear such a dilemma of religion, for example, and it compromised with your beliefs in such a way that it's now you're infiltrated with falsehood in beliefs or in actions or intentions and so on and so forth. Look. But sometimes our given water is voluminous. It's over or the same as the extent of kor or more. Now, what's the ruling there? We'll come to that later. But if you're qalil, if you're encountered by najis, you become najis. Your aqa'id, your doctrine, your actions, they're all compromised. Then it says the same applies with a mutanajis. But before explaining what a mutanajis is, we have to go through what the esoteric meaning of the madda, the source, the backing was. Absolute water, okay, either has no source, no backing, or it is backed with a source. That absolute water which is not backed with a source has been further classified into two, qalil and little water, and voluminous water, kathir. We've mentioned qalil and we've mentioned one of the rulings there. But what does the backing, being backed with a source, what does that mean? What does that mean esoterically? The madda, the source, is the sheikh, is the master, is the Sufi. Okay, absolute water, irrespective of whether it's little or it's not, it either has a backing, has a sheikh, so someone with little knowledge or with voluminous knowledge, they are backed with a sheikh, they have a sheikh, they have a Sufi, they have an arif, they have a master where they can rely and back them, they back their knowledge towards. They rely upon it. Now, a true Sufi, a true master, a true sheikh is one who is in unity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with awareness. But some absolute water types, such as qalil and such as voluminous, we haven't talked about voluminous yet in detail, but qalil we have. Qalil was an application of that absolute water which has no backing, has no madda, it's not backed with a source. And therefore, when it is encountered, this qalil water, this little water, when it's encountered with a najis, since it was not backed by a source, with the mere contact with a najis, it becomes najis, its doctrines, actions, etc. It becomes falsified existentially throughout. Why? Because there was no backing. The same applies to a different degree with voluminous water, but we'll come to that later. But the madda, the backing with the source is Allah. But in this world, it's the sheikh, it's the mentor, it's the Sufi. Qalil water, with no, not being backed by the sheikh, when the simplest of dilemmas comes its way, and he or she can't make use of it, they become existentially najis. And that's why it's important to have a mentor. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala tahiri.